2 Samuel chapter 11. As a little light in the dense darkness of this chapter of David's life, the attitude of a secondary character, a victim, but more importantly, an example for us to follow, shines through the pages of this chapter. It's a sad story of one of David's brave and chosen men whose name was engraved in history. He was a courageous warrior who, with his actions, showed solidarity with those on the front lines, sensitively about his people and respect to the presence of God in the ark. Finally, the faithful warrior dies for the sin of others, becoming a pale example of our Lord and Savior, who also dies for the sins of others, our sins. The name Uriah means God is my light, or light of the Lord, but Jesus is the light of the world. Urias was obedient to his commander. Jesus obeyed his father's call. So much for similarities. Now let's look at some of the striking contrasts. Urias fell to an earthly enemy. Jesus triumphed over a spiritual enemy. Urias had no choice. Jesus' conscious decision was to voluntarily lay down his life. Urias' body was left on the battlefield. Jesus rose triumphantly over death. Keep step with the Master wherever you go. Through darkness and shadow, the way he will show. The light of his presence, your path will illumine and make all the desert a garden of bloom.